It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. Let's just get right to business here. Padres lose a heartbreaker, and it was all Scraby's fault. Let's just not even sugarcoat this.
What just happened?
No need to sugarcoat it, Tony, when it's as obvious as, you know, this particular situation is.
I agree.
Then you just go right to it. You don't mess around. You don't look for any other explanation.
Nope, you don't. And for those who may not understand what I'm talking about, Scraby decided. Yeah, we know how notoriously bad Matthew Scraby is at parlays.
Yes, and every day during the Daily Gambit, he has a parlay, and every day he misses it.
He misses it. It may start off, a lot of times it does start off good, but it finishes in disaster. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. Scraby decided to put together a parlay with the Padres and Xander Bogaerts, and it started off well. Xander homers. He's on his way to winning the parlay.
I was ready.
Until he wasn't. The Padres had to win in order for that parlay to be hit. They did not, and therefore, it is Matthew Scraby's fault.
Yes, and very savvy listeners to this show were quick to point that out after the game last night.
Yep.
They noted that the actual parlay was Padres have to win the game, and Xander has to hit a home run. Now, Xander had not homered in back-to-back games since last July.
Yeah.
So this wasn't, you know, it was kind of a long shot parlay. And then, you know, Bogey hits the home run, ties the game in the second inning. And my first thought is, wow, Scraby has a, you know, he's going to win his parlay. And then I realized, no, he's not. Something crazy will happen. The Padres will somehow find a way to lose this game. And he
just
won't win the parlay.
Just because I picked the Padres to win the game. I am so sorry, everyone.
Well, everybody noticed
it. I believe in the Padres.
Yeah, everybody noticed it. And they were tweeting last night, if you were, you know, on social media during the game last night, you know, like I said, savvy fans of this show and savvy fans of the Padres knew that the Padres were going to lose the game in the second inning last night as soon as the Bogaerts shot cleared the fence.
I can't win. I cannot win.
No, you cannot.
You can't. And the funny thing is, had Xander not homered, Padres win. Probably because then now your parlay still doesn't win.
Oh, is
that how it works? That's exactly right.
Your parlay still doesn't win, yet the Padres get a victory on the other side.
Yeah, that's probably.
So it's your fault.
You know, the thing is I can see maybe some disgruntled fans out there listening to us right now thinking, all right, you guys are really reaching. However, how else
I'm with those people.
Stop interrupting, Mr. Interrupter. The people that are out there going, okay, you guys are really reaching. I say to all of you people, how else to explain the fact that, honestly, the two most heartbreaking losses of this season, one in which they blew the lead in Denver, and then last night where they were given, you know, golden opportunity after golden opportunity to win and yet couldn't do it. Their two most, you know, disheartening, heartbreaking losses this season have both happened against one of the worst teams in baseball. So I would like, you know, another explanation to, you know, try to help us figure it out.
I would also like to bring up something that Mac Daddy is bringing up on the chat.
Mac Daddy. So let me hear from Mac Daddy.
What's Mac Daddy got
said,
to add
Scraby,
to this?
Don't let them do this to you. Pull up the tape of Chris jinxing them yesterday when Chris said, they're going to sweep this series. They can't not sweep this series. They have to win three in a row.
They did.
People got receipts, huh?
Oh yeah, they do. And I when I said it, I said I know if they lose a game, I'm going to get blamed.
Yeah,
you did
say
that as well.
Oh yes. So it's look, it's both Scraby's fault, my fault. It can't be the Padres' fault. It just can't, because there's no other explanation to how these crazy things keep happening against Bud Black's determined Rockies, who have now somehow won five games in a row overall.
The hottest team in baseball.
Yeah.
Hottest team in baseball, ladies and gentlemen.
Not even the Padres can win five in a row.
Nobody can.
A's have done it. The White Sox may have done it. The Rockies have done it. I just lost my mind. You guys just witnessed me lose my mind.
Well,
in all seriousness, though, this was a game that differed from what we've seen over the past couple of weeks. Let's put the offense and stuff aside. Starting pitching and clean defense. There were three errors in yesterday's ball game. There was, Vasquez did not throw the ball as well as he did the first couple of times out.
No. He gave up, he gave up more hits in three innings than the four Padres starters had combined in the games previous to that.
Yeah. And so
I mean, it was just one of those nights in that regard.
Yeah, so it didn't go the way the Padres had been kind of scripting their games prior to last night. And so we talk about it. Sometimes it gets lost in the shuffle of whatever that day's issue is for, the folks out there with the Padres. But the main thing remains the main thing. This team, even when it's going well, has still a small margin for error. And when you make three of them, at least on the defensive side, you've pretty much eaten that up already.
Yeah.
And when you don't get the starting pitching that you have been getting, you're playing from behind eight ball. That being said, all of that happened, and they still had a chance to win. And in three different innings.
Yeah, it was frustrating as you can possibly get. I know people are remembering Manny, and he grounded out, and the double play, and the whole thing in the ninth inning. But how about in the eighth inning? Campusano, batting with the bases loaded, worked it to a 3-0 count. I mean, it was one pitch away, and then Lawrence got a strike in. And then, I don't have a problem. Campusano got a good pitch that he thought he could get to. I thought he put a pretty good swing on it. He lined out to center field. I mean, that's going to happen. As far as Manny's concerned, I know people are mad. Why did he swing at the first pitch? Well, he swung at the first pitch in the game that he cleared the bases against the Reds, and it worked out just fine. A lot of times the first pitch is the one you can get to win the game. He didn't win the game with that one.
I think if he got, five at-bats and he threw the ball in the exact same spot five times, he'd get like three hits on that one.
Yeah,
he
was right there.
He hit that ball hard. He just rolled over it. It just wasn't his cleanest swing, and that led to a hard-hit ground ball, which made it even easier to turn two on at that point. And so, despite, I know we're joking about Scraby, it being his fault, but, the Padres honestly didn't play well enough to win that game. And then because the Rockies are who they are, they still had a chance to win it.
Yes. The Rockies did everything they could to try to help. I mean, 11 walks is 11 walks, and eight of those walks were in the last three innings.
That's right.
I mean, it was
incredible. That is incredible.
I mean, I thought I was watching a Little League game there.
It started out like this is a nightmare of a game. I mean, Dakota Hudson, who can't throw strikes at all, is just dealing. I mean, this dude, then he comes up with a pitch out of nowhere. He's throwing a curveball. Jesse pointed out during the broadcast, dude was like his least thrown pitch throughout his career. And last night he decided to throw it second most. So he makes an adjustment that I don't think – so I said this on during the game last night. Everything that the Padres had been watching on film in that locker room looked nothing like what they got once they went out there and played the game. And so they had to try to make the adjustment there. They finally get him up out of there. Dakota Hudson starts to be like the real Dakota Hudson towards the end of that outing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the Padres start to mount. You see they had the homers from Jackson and from Prof. They get right back in that game. The bullpen for the Rockies is walking everybody. I mean, they didn't know where the ball was going. And you could just see, Buddy just trying to figure it out. Like, I've got to piece this together somehow.
The look on his face, if you had, you know, if you could, if pictures or looks could talk.
If you had the thought bubble going
thought
up.
Could it, talk, yeah, whatever.
Picture what a thousand I mean. Words?
Is I just pay attention to what you're supposed to be paying attention over there.
The show. Remember the show. You always get mad at me for not paying attention to the show.
All right.
This is what the Padres do to me and Chris
just
when they lose.
Sit there and feel shame in the fact that you cost them a game last night.
I do want to ask this because this is the question that I've been asked so much today. And I know it's not the smartest question in the world. Tony's looking into the camera like, don't ask this question.
So you know what? Just tell people that it's a stupid question and don't pass it along to us.
When a pitcher cannot throw a strike and is walking everyone, why does Manny not at least take one pitch to see if he throws a ball? He didn't throw a ball. He threw a strike, and Manny tried to hit the strike.
That might be the only pitch he can get.
It was a good pitch.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you want Manny to go up there looking to walk?
No, we've already done that.
Because if Juan Soto was batting and walked in that situation,
you would have
been upset with that.
No, you would have crushed him.
All right.
You don't want any hitter of his caliber coming up looking to walk. You can't do it.
Now, okay, so can you answer the question about why you're not looking for
a pitch? He didn't swing at a ball. He swung at a strike. So,
yeah.
I mean, ultimately, I don't know what the argument is. If the question is, should he just go up there and look for four balls?
No. The question is, should he have gone up there and forced the pitcher to throw a strike?
I mean, let's say he goes up there, he forces the pitcher to throw a strike. Then what? Now he has free reign to swing whenever he wants?
Well, now it's like, okay, pitcher may have found the strike zone, so now Manny's going to look for something.
Now the Padre fans that are going to be criticizing you on Twitter have less to criticize you about.
No, I got criticism from everywhere, Chris.
Why are you getting it? You didn't swing at the first pitch. It was
as I said, I didn't know the exact miles per hour. I just knew he hit it hard.
It was 105.
105 off the bat.
Yeah.
The pitch was like, I mean, it's a homer pitch.
It is.
It's like belt high, inner. It's not even inside corner, inner third. He just rolled over. It's the pitch you want him swinging at. That's the pitch that could have very well been off the Western Metal Supply Company.
And we're talking about a walk-off grand slam.
Yeah. I mean, if in a perfect world you're going to this man, I hope he throws this ball right here. That's exactly where you want it.
And it's not all Manny's fault because you guys have already said
it ain't that.
There's plenty of opportunities to drive in some guys.
Exactly. That's a team loss right there.
Now they were 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position last night. And as Tony said, they didn't play clean on defense. They didn't get really good starting pitching. This time they got great bullpen, right?
Five and a third innings,
bullpen one hit. The bullpen was incredible on a day when the starter wasn't good. So they got to try to work that and get that on the same page. But, they didn't play well enough to win the game, and they still only almost won it.
I ultimately think that's where the conversation should start and end, right, is if they played anywhere near the way they played the last, I don't know, 9 games, we'll just say, they win that game. But
yep.
I pretty much will willing to say moving forward every game after this, if we have a conversation and it starts with, man, they didn't play a clean game, I'm going to say that most of those games are going to be games that the Padres lose. And clean game is not just talking about the errors. It's talking about all of it.
Manuel is asking on the chat, or he's not asking, it's a statement. All these excuses for Manny. Come on, that dude has never been clutch. I'm going to ask the guys in the Big Five if Manny's still clutch.
All right.
I don't know what
that is. Who is this?
Manuel.
Manuel.
Oh,
both, he's,
wow.
He's a fellow Manuel.
Is he? What, how can you attack your own Manuel?
Fellow
That's
Manuel
messed
attacking
up.
Another Manuel.
You got to have your Manuel
on
back.
Manuel crime.
I do get.
That's just short term memory, right?
It
there.
Is short term memory.
I don't want to. I don't want to. I'm not even going
right,
to dignify that with
right.
too many.
It's pretty
responses.
Hard to dignify that with a response when the man is clutch enough to have 966 career RBIs. I
that thing,
find it a little hard to believe
night,
that he was able to drive any of those in and not be somewhat clutch.
I was sent a video today on YouTube that was titled "Manny Machado is a Lazy Player," And I'm like, what?
Wait, stop. Run that back. Somebody sent you that?
Yes, they sent me the video to prove to me that Manny Machado is not the player I think he is. And it said the title was Manny Machado is a lazy player.
Well, the good news is we're already...
And it was just... It was, sorry, I have to go ahead and say the video was just like... random plays from the thousands of games that he's played. So it's literally
Here's the good news. We've already parted company with Xander Bogaerts. We're going to give him away for nothing. Now we might as well just throw Manny Machado in and give him away for nothing too. Because this team will be a whole lot better off. You fans are crazy. I got to be honest with you. You're absolutely flat out crazy.
I'm crazy too. But I have to realize that if they win tonight, I'm going to feel okay.
You know what? Go through your emotional roller coaster. That's fine. That's on you. You have that. I can't live life like that.
I can't either. That's why I'm slowly developing into the baseball mind, because the ups and downs of a day in, day out, win, lose, what's my emotions is too much. It's too much.
Right.
Greasy says send everyone down, so that's the answer.
Send all 26 of
all
them
of
down.
Them. Just go.
Let's bring up the El Paso. Was it Chihuahuas?
Yes,
bring up the
Chihuahuas.
That I think that'll go over real well. All right, let's get to break. Morgan and Chris on. What we got up next, fellas? I don't have my.
I actually have a couple of questions about last night's game that we have not yet discussed.
Okay,
wow. These are, I think, a little more legit questions than the craziness that's going around out there.
All right, let's talk about some of these legit questions when we return. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the program. We are underway. 2:22 is the time. Happiest of Tuesdays to you. Colorado Rockies, Bud Black, has put in his lineup for tonight's game. It'll be the exact same lineup as they used last night against Randy Vasquez and the Padres. Rockies tonight will be taking on one of the best pitchers in baseball, Dylan Cease, for the Friars this evening. Cal Quantrill, the former Padre, has actually pitched well of late, will pitch for Colorado tonight. Padre lineup is not yet in. Tony Gwynn Jr. is out at Petco Park. Crisello, Matt Scraby here together in the Odyssey Palace studios.
The Padre lineup is in on my scorecard.
You've got it.
Right, no, I don't have it. I'm guessing.
You're guessing.
Oh. I'm guessing.
Okay, all right. What are you guessing?
I'm guessing the same lineup as last
same night. As last night.
My guess is that they are wanting to check on Kim, see how he's feeling today.
Okay. Make sure he's okay.
If he's good to go, I think we'll have the same lineup.
That's what I'm banking on. I would think so. You know, look, the lineup got 11 walks last night, but they only got four hits. It was crazy, but it's hard to get hits when their balls are being thrown all over the place like that.
Yeah, they're a little effectively wild, maybe a little bit. You know, the trend that I'm seeing and enjoying, and it's been going on for a little bit, is the lack of punch in the Padres lineup. They just aren't punching out a lot. I mean, outside of the Lodolo outing, which he was carving them up, they don't strike out a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, what, three last night? Four last night?
Had four last night, yeah. Put the ball in play. Normally, good things happen, as it turned out last night. Two of the last three innings, you hit into a double play.
Yeah.
Brings up my first question, Tony.
Yes.
And this was a first guess, but there was no one in the room with me, so I couldn't get anybody to confirm this. But after Campusano and Kim reached to begin the bottom of the seventh inning, down by a run, after the, Merrill homered to
Merrill
make it
homered,
5-4.
Campy walked, Kim walked.
Right. So two on, nobody out, down by one, pitcher on the ropes. I thought, even though it's Luis Arraez, a sacrifice bunt would have been a wonderful play there. And continue the pressure on the Rockies, get the tying run to third, get the go-ahead run at second, and count on Fernando or Jake to drive them in. And, you know, they didn't, and that's okay. I'm not going to be angry about it, but I did think a sack bunt would have worked there. Arraez hit the ball. Again, hard ground ball, double play, kind of short-circuited the rally. So I guess, you know, I was right, but that's neither here nor there. Did you think about bunt there at all? I know it's Arraez, so it's hard to do.
No, I mean, unless you, in 1989, you're having Tony Gwynn bunt in that same situation, then no, okay. I'm not thinking about bunting there. I mean, you don't trade for a guy like that to have him. Let me say that back. That's not true. You could. There are situations, certainly, where Luis Arraez will bunt. He's shown bunt a few times since he's been here.
Okay.
But I just think, you know, that's one of the best hitters in the league. I don't know that you want to take it out of his hands to bunt. I know Toddy's behind him, and, you know, Toddy wasn't having the best day offensively, you know, behind him, but he's such a huge threat that, yeah, I could see the thought, but I personally didn't think about it.
Okay. Second question, and let's premise this by saying Jackson Merrill had...
For the first one.
I'm not paying any attention to you whatsoever. As far as I know, you're not even here. Here's the second question. Jackson Merrill had a really good game. In fact, I don't know how many more fly balls he could have run down. He ran down about six or seven of them. He started a double play at a home run. But there was one pop-up that he didn't catch. And it turned out to score the fifth Rockies run, which was important. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm asking you, Tony, center fielder. He's coming in on that pop fly. Fernando's racing in from the side. Is that experience that Jackson Merrill will say next time, hey, I'm just getting it no matter what because I'm the center fielder? Because it looked like he pulled up just a little bit. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm trying to learn and try to teach everybody out there.
I don't think it's being critical. Personally, I think it's important to remember it's his first year out there. That being said, his routes weren't good last night, and on all those balls that he went and got, they weren't crispy. You know, the one that he had to make the kind of over shoulder catch, you know, he put himself in the situation where he had to make it. On the play you're talking about, I don't have a problem with Toddy going to get it. I think once Jackson realizes he can't get there, he's got to pull up sooner so that Toddy knows he's not coming anymore. Because when they showed the replay, neither of them looked like they were moving their mouths in terms of communicating, I got it, I got it, I got it.
Right.
And so in those situations, listen, and sometimes in the outfield, there are situations where you're not sure if you can get it. So you're not calling anything per se because you don't want to take the chance for somebody else to get away with. But sometimes what happens is when nobody says anything, as you start getting closer, of course, you're a human being. You start thinking, man, this man might run into me. Let me kind of start peeling off. But I think what happened was they both did that at the same time, both thinking one was going to get it, the other wasn't, which is why the communication thing is so important.
Yeah.
It just seemed like yesterday those two weren't like dialed in the same way that we've seen them sometimes. I think towards after the, you know, after those situations happened, they kind of got on the same page and they were able to navigate it a little bit. But that ball in particular, Toddy had a beat on it, and I think he just kind of he started to kind of question whether Jackson was coming or not. And because Jackson didn't peel off earlier or at least tell him, go ahead, take it, you know, I think that's why that ball ends up dropping in.
Fernando did actually comment about it after the game. Kevin Acey put it in his newsletter, and he basically just said, two fast guys going full speed, not trying to take the other guy out.
Yeah, so that's communication right there. They're both not sure if they can get to it, so they don't want to call it. But as the center fielder, and again, this is a new spot for him, that's where he's got to either let Toddy know, go ahead, get to it if you can, or take it himself and just, you know, risk it not being able to get to it. But having that ball fall, I mean, as it turns out, it would be the winning run.
I want to hear another stupid question. Thank you.
No, that was a good question.
Of course it was.
Oh, well, I still want to.
Boom. Such a jerk.
Fine, I'll give Chris
I want everybody to take note. I want everyone out there who says, you got to be nicer to Scraby. I want you to take note of the kind of stuff that we have to put up with on a daily basis that the rest of you don't seem to pay attention to. Gotta be nicer to Scraby. He's the best. He's the best guy.
It's true.
He's not.
It's
he's true. Out there trying to find holes in everything. And if he even senses that he might have, you know, an opening, he pounces.
Man, this loss last night, just judging by the chat, has... Guys, there's another baseball game tonight they could win. They could win tomorrow. Then they win the fifth straight series.
Season's over, Scrape. It's over.
They win the fifth straight series if they win the next two games.
Season's over. Season's over, Scrape. Let's start talking about the NFL.
Well, the good news is the first 49er game will be against the Jets on Monday night in San Francisco.
Showtime!
Are they piecemealing the schedule to us again right now?
I hate this.
We got
I do, too.
I know we got the Monday night game. The opener is 49ers hosting Jets.
Yeah. Dolphins also playing the Bills on Thursday night.
49ers at Jets or Jets at 49ers?
I'm not actually
sure. It's at 49ers.
Okay, it's at 49ers.
Oh, my man. Aaron Rodgers about to walk into that bad boy and hand the 49ers their first L of the season.
Yeah, hey!
You're just assuming that the Jets are going to come in ready to go with a guy who wants to be vice president? And
yep.
You got the former 49er defensive coordinator loaded for bear. Robert Saleh coming into San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, he coming in to get his old team, you know, in his old stomping ground.
He kind of lost.
Hey, real quick, did you guys see that the Jets had tried to basically go around what's the coordinator's name for the Jets?
Hackett.
They tried to, like, hire somebody under a different title that would basically take over his duties. They weren't able to actually pull it off, though, unfortunately, I think. They've lost faith in Daniel.
Well, it's a good
thing. Or Nathaniel, excuse me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You think?
Well,
hey, you can play your sounder, man. The Padres lineup just went up.
Oh, here we go.
I was correct.
It's the same exact
one. Just leave it at that. Yep.
I just think it's fun to talk about football and tonight's WNBA opener, Stanley Cup playoffs, since apparently the baseball season's over.
It's over.
So
let's move on.
I know I'm going to be at the game tonight.
For some reason, Sam Levitt will be doing a pregame show at about 5:30 today. But there's really no need. Somebody call Sam Mean and tell him to stay home.
Stay home, Sam. You're off the hook for the rest of the season.
Sam, you don't have to work. You get paid for nothing now.
And I know people are probably like, these guys are just being jerks, like laughing at us. No, I feel your pain, but it's also baseball, and it's not the end of the world.
I mean, you got to turn the page. It happened. They lost. They got to play again today.
Yeah, they do. And Manny Machado could go 4-for-4 with 2 home runs. We
most
don't know.
He won't do it if he has to bat in the clutch. Apparently.
Late and close, he's not going to do it, Chris.
No, he may do it if they lead 16-0. It's not clutch.
Someone's commenting on the glove of the closer for the Rockies, said it was an unusually large glove. Did anybody recognize that?
The lefty, he did have kind of a big glove. I thought I noticed it, but I wasn't 1,000% sure. But yeah, he definitely had a big glove. You know, his glove was nice. Vasquez has a kind of cool little glove. He's got seams on his glove.
And
I don't know why
I
brought that up.
Custom made, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right, when we come back, Scraby's up against it. Tony's up against it because actually Scraby's the defending champ of Chris's Fantabulous.
Wait, did you win last week?
Champ is here.
Oh, that's right. We just kind of went back and forth in last week's.
2 weeks ago, game. Yes, it was. It was a topic that I was really good at.
Tony, please win today because he's really hard to deal with right now.
Champ is here.
Take a break, champ.
Oh, okay, that's for me.
All right, welcome back. 2:40 is the time. Chrisella, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Matt Scraby alongside Odyssey Palace Studios. Gwynn and Chris. And we have a Fantabulous Sports Game Show coming up. Now, Scraby did win the last Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Yes.
His second or third victory this year. Somebody pointed out in the chat that pulls him within 46 victories of Tony in the race for the overall championship.
Unfortunately, it's true.
Another little hot streak, Scraby, and you'll be right there.
You're 46 out.
You're right
close.
There.
Just got to chip away. Chip away.
I don't know who's closer, the Rockies to fourth place or you to Tony. It's kind of a question there. So we'll get into the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I do want to remind everybody, coming up on the show an hour from right now, and I think it's very appropriate today. We got Caitlin Clark making her WNBA debut today, women's sports, WNBA, the whole thing. Well, we're going to have on the show for you today at 3:40, probably, and boy, this might be saying something, but one of the very best female athletes we have in this city going to be on the show an hour from right now. So stick around for that. But
you guys are just going to leave us hanging on
that? I'm going to leave you hanging on that. You're going to have to tune in to find out who it is. That's right.
Okay.
You're going to have to tune in to find out who I'm anointing.
Man,
as
really
one of the best women athletes in San Diego.
All right.
It's coming up an hour from right now. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Tough subject today. Lace them up.
All you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here we go. You can play along out there. See how well you do against the guys. They're going to compete against each other. And I'll give the topic here shortly. They'll begin naming right answers, hopefully, and alternating. There are 15 correct answers today, so the first person who gets 8 correct will win. Either that, or if you miss one, you get a strike, and 3 strikes, you're out. I think this is a tough one today, guys. You're going to have to really bear down here.
All right.
The category today, you have to name the 15 top pitchers in the major leagues right now, currently in ERA. That's right. There are 15 pitchers that have an ERA of 2.53 or less. And the difficult part of this, I got to tell you, Yu Darvish, for example, doesn't quite qualify.
Doesn't have enough starts or enough innings.
Doesn't have enough innings. The pitchers to qualify have to have 1 innings pitch for each game.
What?
You have to have 1 innings pitched for each game that your team has played to qualify. Darvish comes up short by just a couple of innings right now. So just for an example, don't give me a reliever. And I'm telling you, don't give me Yu Darvish. He's not going to qualify.
Okay.
So it's the 15 qualifying pitchers, but you're looking for guys that are off to a really good start, obviously, this year on the mound.
All of a sudden, my head has gone blank.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be tough because there's some crazy names in there.
I got one.
You got one?
Yes.
Well, you're going to need to come up with a few more than that probably to win. Tony, do you want to go first or?
Yeah.
No!
I'm going to go first.
Tony Scraby.
I'm going first.
He's going first. He's not messing around. All right, name one of the
top
15
ERA leader. That's where we're going.
In Major League Baseball, both American and National League, and they obviously have to have enough innings to qualify.
How about Ranger Suarez?
He's way up there. Ranger Suarez is number 3 in baseball right now.
Thankfully, he didn't take mine.
He's got a 1.50 ERA. He also has a 7-0 record. I would say that Ranger Suarez has probably been...
Real quick, can we just do last names on this bad boy?
Yes, okay. I will take last names.
All right.
Because this is too tough. Ranger Suarez also has a 0.72 whip.
Hmm.
So statistically, he's been the best pitcher in all of baseball to this point.
Yeah, we saw that firsthand here.
Yeah, that's right. He came in and shut down the Padres. All right, Scraby, come up with a low ERA guy. You play fantasy baseball.
Yes, I do.
You should have a couple of the guys, guys on your roster.
They're not on my team because my team is terrible this year. Imanaga.
Shota. Oh, you took my next one.
Imanaga.
I was really hoping you didn't say that guy.
Shota's,
dang it.
Shota's ERA is 0.96. Which
yeah, he shut out the Braves. He didn't shut out the Braves, but I don't think he gave up a run yesterday.
Yeah, he threw 5 innings of scoreless baseball.
Scoreless, yesterday. That's what I'm looking at.
The only guy to get a hit off him all year, I think, is Jerickson Profar, practically. The way he's pitched at Wrigley Field last week. All right, you guys each have one. How many more can you get of the top 15 ERA? Easy for me to say. Earned run average guys in baseball. Tony.
How about the guy pitching tonight? For the Pods. A little Dylan Cease. Oh,
Dylan Cease,
why didn't
yeah.
I even think of that?
You didn't even think of that one?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was kind of an easy one. 2.19 for Dylan Cease. He ranks 7th in all of Major League Baseball. Tony takes a 2-1 lead. I told you it's a tough category. Scraby, come up with some pitchers that are off to really good starts.
Padres also saw this guy.
Oh, you have another one now all
I
of
do.
A sudden.
I do. Berrios.
Jose Berrios.
Of the Blue Jays.
Of the Blue Jays.
I know he was really good there for a
second.
That
was a really good guess, but he got blown up in his last start.
And that took him over?
Yeah.
That is the problem with this early. You have one bad start, it'll move you right on out of that top 15 now, won't it?
Yeah, he's at 2.8.
I'm in trouble.
2.82.
I'm in trouble.
So he's
2.82! I'm in trouble.
Not quite in the top 15.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Get that for yourself there,
get
sir.
Get yourself a buzzer.
Sir?
All right, catalog through your head, Scrabe.
I'm
while
going.
Tony's thinking, these are guys. We've talked about quite a few of them being off to good starts this year. They're not all no-name guys. Tony.
How about former Pod, Seth Lugo?
Very good, Tony. He's paying attention.
That's a good one.
Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo's been... really good. 4th best ERA in all of baseball. 1.66.
He had been begging to be a starter for who knows how long, and he's getting his opportunity. We got a piece of it last year watching him.
Yep.
Now he's full-blown starter now.
48 Ks, 12 walks, 0.96 whip. 6-1 leading the Royals. Back to respectability, Seth Lugo.
Well,
for sure. All right, it's 3-1, Scraby. You said before the game you knew one, and that's, you've proven that to this point. Can you come up with another?
That was uncalled for.
I don't think so.
What about the guy we saw on Friday night, Tyler Glasnow?
I like it, Scraby. I like the way you're thinking.
But it's incorrect.
You do the worst impression of my voice, I think, of anybody on earth.
But it's incorrect.
And guess what? It's correct.
Yay!
Tyler Glasnow is right on the cusp.
I can't with you too.
I know. He's right on the cusp. 2.53. He just qualified in that category. He's 6-1 with that 2.53 ERA. Tied for 14th, 15th in baseball. So he is a winner, Scraby. And it's 3-2 in favor of Tony. Tony, you got another one?
I actually do. I only know this one because we're represented by the same agent.
Oh man, that's a whole other level of studying right there.
It is. It's the only reason why I would know this, though.
That's happened. That's what happens.
Trevor Williams.
Trevor Williams.
I know he's having off to a good start this year.
He's off to a great start this year. He's not on the list, however.
What? And, I think that's incorrect.
Well, is that incorrect? The official list in front of me, so I will look him up since you're concerned. Because I will agree with you, Tony. He does seem like he's off to a tremendously good start. He doesn't quite qualify at 36 innings pitched so far.
Oh.
So despite his 1.96 ERA, he's not among the ERA leaders.
That's some bull. Fair enough.
Now, wait a minute. I could go John Tumpane on you.
Ha! Oh, the Reaper?
The Reaper. All right, 3-2, Scraby. An opening for you to perhaps tie it up here.
There's an opening, Scraby.
Can I say first name? And the first name is very...
No. Ain't no first name.
No, the first name is very recognizable.
Nah,
he says.
Well, I'm going to hear what you do and I'll decide.
Let the judge actually be the one to...
That's a real... I don't want to go and guess something that might be dead from the beginning.
Well, give us a first name.
Is that the best get you get? You don't know the guy's last name?
I'm trying to
think. But do you know him on a first name basis only?
No, I just know that I played against him in the show the other night.
Then you should definitely know his last name. Last names are all up on the board.
Well, the first name is very, very recognizable.
Okay, what is it?
And I'll give you the team he plays for. He plays for the Red Sox. Cutter.
Ah. I'm going to give you this
I don't know who that is.
I'm giving it to him. He's on my fantasy team. Cutter Crawford is his name.
I thought it was Crawford, but I thought it was wrong. No, I swear to you.
Hey, listen. When I said Hungary, I thought I knew the name, too. I just went ahead and said it.
Okay, good point. Is that right, Chris?
He is among the leaders.
Right. Wow.
He's taking a bell. You notice how he just put the bell in there before we...
Oh, I thought you said he's among the leaders.
No, but he hardly came up with his name. Cutter Crawford. All right, 3-3.
Okay.
I don't know what else to do. I'm between a rock and a hard place.
That's fine.
All right.
How about...
That's fine.
I faced him in the show. Cutter.
Right. Ruined me. Pitch?
Ruined me.
How about the young kid, the only bright spot so far for the Astros? I think it's Ronel Blanco.
Oh, very good, Tony Gwynn Jr. Yeah, threw a no-hitter. Blanco is correct, 2.23, just ahead of said Cutter. So Blanco is correct. Eighth in baseball. Tony leads 4-3. Scraby.
I know that he spells it with a K, right? Cutter?
All right, very good, Scraby.
No, I'm just making sure that Tony knows I knew who I was talking about.
Well, you sure did.
Yeah, now whatever.
Come up with another
one. Here comes another weird name, but I don't know if it's correct because I haven't checked.
You better not
out
be
Larry.
A first name this time. I know
no,
that.
No, I got both names.
All right.
Tarik Skubal.
Tarik Skubal.
All Detroit.
You know what he's doing? He knows my fantasy team better than I do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I also have him on my fantasy team. It's amazing that I've lost so many games despite his presence. That's correct. 2.02. Tarik Skubal for the Detroit Tigers.
That's all right. You're going to run out eventually.
We go.
Tied 4-4. We got one strike apiece. Tony.
Can I bleed him
correct
yet?
Answers
Let me
yet.
Bleed him. Bet. I'm going to bleed you out on this
one. He's going to bleed me out, he says.
How about, I really enjoyed watching this guy's two starts this year because he is a converted closer. How about Jordan Hicks of the Giants?
That's on my fantasy team.
Is he in the hunt?
I should have known that. Yes, he definitely is.
Jordan Hicks pitched last night.
Didn't give up a run, I don't
think. Against the Dodgers, lowered his ERA to 2.44, getting him inside the top 15.
Wow, that's a good one. I should have known
that one. He's 12th. He is actually on your fantasy team, and you didn't know it?
Slipped my mind, Chris.
All right.
Slipped my mind.
5-4, Tony leads. Scraby, your turn with one strike apiece. You guys have gotten a lot more of these than I thought. There's 6 correct answers left. I don't want to say these are no-name guys. Some of them aren't. Some of them kind of are. So best of luck to you two gentlemen. And to anybody out there who might be trying to think of the other ones.
All right, I'm just going to say it, and this might Wait, do I have two strikes or one
strike?
You
have one strike.
Okay.
So you can take a wild shot.
You know what? He's on my fantasy team. I've been watching him. He's done really well, but I don't know if he's under the limit. George Kirby.
George Kirby, you say?
Yes.
From the Mariners.
Correct.
George Kirby.
Correct.
I'm looking for him, Scrabe. I don't see him on the list. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah. Not correct. But let me just triple check.
No, it's okay, Chris.
No, because he's having
trust
a.
You.
Well, you're not trusting me. You're trusting the list here. George Kirby's actually at 3.58.
Oh, that's
got a really good whip.
Thought.
0.95 whip, but his ERA is high.
Higher than I thought.
All right, so 2-1, Scraby. In the strike department, Tony leads 5-4. Tony got another one. May not need another one, but
how about
tighten the screws here?
How about Zach Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler. He's
a
good
pitcher. I was thinking about him, but I just didn't know.
He's tied with Glass now at 2.53. That is correct.
I should have just said it.
He sneaks into the top 15.
Barely got in there.
Now, yeah.
Should have just said it.
Tony leads 6-4. Scraby, this is do or die for you. There's 5 correct answers left. You need to come up with one of them right now.
Mm.
You have 2 strikes.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
I can't say it because you're going to get so angry. Go ahead.
He gave me a hit there.
Maybe.
I'm going to get angry.
Oh, yes, you are.
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm just going to say Logan Webb.
Logan Webb, always a good guess, only not this time. Logan Webb has stumbled a little bit, especially on the road. He's got an ERA of 3.38. So you have struck out, Scrabe. The game is over. Tony Gwynn Jr. returns to the championship winner's circle.
Well,
welcome back. 2:40 is the time. Crisella, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Matt Scrabe alongside Odyssey Palace Studios. Gwynn and Chris. And we have a Fantabulous Sports Game Show coming up. Now, Scraby did win the last Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Yes,
his second or third victory this year. Somebody pointed out in the chat that pulls him within 46 victories of Tony in the race for the overall championship.
Unfortunately, it's true.
Another little hot streak, Scraby, and you'll be right there.
You're 46 out. You're
right
close.
There.
Just got to chip away. Chip away.
I don't know who's closer, the Rockies to fourth place or you to Tony. It's kind of a question there. So we'll get into the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I do want to remind everybody, coming up on the show an hour from right now, and I think it's very appropriate today. Yeah, we got Caitlin Clark making her WNBA debut today, women's sports, WNBA, the whole thing. Well, we're going to have on the show for you today at 3:40, probably, and boy, this might be saying something, but one of the very best female athletes we have in this city going to be on the show an hour from right now. So stick around for that. But
you guys are just going to leave us hanging on?
I'm going to leave you hanging on that. You're going to have to tune
really?
In to find out who it is. That's right.
Okay.
Going to have to tune in to find out who I'm anointing
Man,
as
really
one of the best women athletes in San Diego. It's coming up an hour from right now. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Tough subject today. Lace them up.
All you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here we go. You can play along out there. See how well you do against the guys. They're going to compete against each other. And I'll give the topic here shortly. They'll begin naming right answers, hopefully, and alternating. There are 15 correct answers today, so the first person who gets 8 correct will win. Either that, or if you miss one, you get a strike, and 3 strikes, you're out. I think this is a tough one today, guys. You're going to have to really bear down here.
All right.
The category today, you have to name the 15 top pitchers in the major leagues right now, currently in ERA. That's right. There are 15 pitchers that have an ERA of 2.53 or less. And the difficult part of this, I got to tell you, Yu Darvish, for example, doesn't quite qualify.
Doesn't have enough starts or enough innings.
Doesn't have enough innings. The pitchers to qualify have to have one innings pitch for each game.
What?
You have to have one innings pitched for each game that your team has played to qualify. Yu Darvish comes up short by just a couple of innings right now. So just for an example, don't give me a reliever. And I'm telling you, don't give me Yu Darvish. He's not going to qualify.
Okay.
So it's the 15 qualifying pitchers, but you're looking for guys that are off to a really good start, obviously, this year on the mound.
All of a sudden, my head has gone blank.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be tough because there's some crazy names in there.
I got one.
You got one?
Yes.
Well, you're going to need to come up with a few more than that probably to win. Tony, do you want to go first or?
Yeah.
No!
I'm going to go first.
Tony Scraby.
I'm going first.
He's going first. He's not messing around. All right, name one of the
top 15 ERA leader. That's where we're going.
In Major League Baseball, both American and National League, and they obviously have to have enough innings to qualify.
How about Ranger Suarez?
He's way up there. Ranger Suarez is number three in baseball right now.
Thankfully, he didn't take mine.
He's got a 1.50 ERA. He also has a 7-0 record. I would say that Ranger Suarez has probably been.
Real quick, can we just do last names on this bad boy?
Yes, okay. I will take last names.
All right.
Because this is too tough. Ranger Suarez also has a 0.72 whip.
Mm.
So statistically, he's been the best pitcher in all of baseball to this point.
Yeah, we saw that firsthand here.
Yeah, that's right. He came in and shut down the Padres. All right, Scrab, you come up with a low ERA guy. You play fantasy baseball.
Yes, I do.
You should have a couple of the guys, guys on your roster.
They're not on my team because my team is terrible this year. Imanaga.
Shota. Oh, you took my next one.
Imanaga.
I was really hoping you didn't say that guy.
Shota's ERA is 0.96, which is
shut
out
off
the
charts. He didn't shut out the Braves, but I don't think he gave up a run yesterday.
Yeah, he threw five innings of scoreless baseball.
Scoreless, yesterday. That's what I'm looking at.
The only guy to get a hit off him all year, I think, is Jerickson Profar, practically. The way he's pitched at Wrigley Field last week. All right, you guys each have one. How many more can you get of the top 15 ERA, easy for me to say, earned run average guys in baseball? Tony.
How about the guy pitching tonight for the Pods? A little Dylan Cease. Oh,
Dylan Cease,
why
didn't
I even think of that?
You didn't even think of that one?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was kind of an easy one. 2.19 for Dylan Cease. He ranks seventh in all of Major League Baseball. Tony takes a 2-1 lead. I told you this is a tough category. Scraby, come up with some pitchers that are off to really good starts.
Padres also saw this guy.
Oh, you have another one now all of a sudden.
I do. Berrios.
Jose Berrios.
Of the Blue Jays. I know he was really good there for a second.
That was a really good guess, but he got blown up in his last start.
And that took him over?
Yeah.
That is the problem with this early. You have one bad start, it'll move you right on out of that top 15 now, won't it?
Yeah, he's at 2.8.
I'm in trouble.
2.82.
I'm in trouble.
So he's
2.82! I'm in trouble.
Not quite in the top 15.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Get that for yourself there,
sir. Get yourself a buzzer.
Sir?
All right, catalog through your head, Scrabe.
While
Tony's thinking, these are guys, we've talked about quite a few of them being off to good starts this year. They're not all no-name guys. Tony.
How about former Pod, Seth Lugo?
Very good, Tony's paying attention.
That's a good one.
Seth Lugo's been really good. Fourth best ERA in all of baseball. 1.66.
He had been begging to be a starter for who knows how long, and he's getting his opportunity. We got a piece of it last year watching him.
Yep.
Now he's full-blown starter now.
48 Ks, 12 walks, 0.96 whip. 6-1 leading the Royals. Back to respectability, Seth Lugo.
Well,
for sure. All right, it's 3-1, Scraby. You said before the game you knew one, and you've proven that to this point. Can you come up with another?
That was uncalled for.
I don't think so.
What about the guy we saw on Friday night, Tyler Glasnow?
I like it, Scraby. I like the way you're thinking.
But it's incorrect.
You do the worst impression of my voice, I think, of anybody on earth.
But it's incorrect.
And guess what? It's correct.
Yay!
Tyler Glass now is right on the cusp.
I can't with you two.
I know. He's right on the cusp. 2.53. He just qualified in that category. He's 6-1 with that 2.53 ERA. Tied for 14th, 15th in baseball. So he is a winner, Scraby. And it's 3-2 in favor of Tony. Tony, got another one?
I actually do. I only know this one because we're represented by the same agent.
Oh, oh man, that's a whole nother level of studying.
That's an unfair level
right
of yeah,
it is. It's the only reason why I would know this, though.
That's happened. That's what happens.
Trevor Williams.
Trevor Williams.
I know he's having off to a good start this year.
He's off to a great start this year. He's not on the list,
however. What? And, I think that's incorrect.
Well, is that I have incorrect? The official list in front of me, so I will look him up since you're concerned. Because I will agree with you, Tony. He does seem like he's off to a tremendously good start. He doesn't quite qualify at 36 innings pitched so far. So despite his 1.96 ERA, he's not among the ERA leaders.
That's some bull.
That is. That
it's a stay.
Fair enough.
Now, wait a minute. I could go John Tumpane on you.
Ha! Oh, the Reaper?
The Reaper. All right, 3-2, Scraby. An opening for you to perhaps tie it up here.
There's an opening, Scraby.
Somebody.
Can I say first name? And the first name is very...
No. Ain't no first name.
No, the first name is very recognizable.
Nah,
he says.
Well, I'm going to hear what you do and all decide.
Let the judge actually be the one to...
What you got?
That's a real... I don't want to go and guess something that might be dead from the beginning.
Well, give us your first name.
Is that the best guess you get? You don't know the guy's last name?
I'm trying to
think. But do you know him on a first name basis only?
No, I just know that I played him against him in the show the other night.
Then you should definitely know his last name. Last names are all up on the board.
Well, the first name is very, very recognizable.
Okay, what
and
is
and I'll give you the team he plays for. He plays for the Red Sox. Cutter.
Ah. I'm going to give you this
I don't know who that is.
I'm giving Cutter. It to him. He's on my fantasy team. Cutter Crawford is his name.
I thought it was Crawford, but I thought it was
stop
wrong.
It.
No, I swear to you.
Hey, listen. When I said Hungary, I thought I knew the name, too. I just went ahead and said it.
Okay, good point. Is that right, Chris?
He is among the leaders.
Yes. Wow.
He's taking a bell.
I really just...
You notice how he just put the bell in there before we...
Oh, I thought you said he's among the leaders.
No, but he hardly came up with his name. Cutter Crawford. All right, 3-3.
Okay.
I don't know what else to do. I'm between a rock and a hard place.
That's fine.
All right.
How about...
that's fine.
I faced him in the show. Cutter.
Right. Ruined me. Pitch?
Ruined me.
How about the young kid, the only bright spot so far for the Astros? I think it's Ronel Blanco.
Oh, very good, Tony Gwynn Jr. Yeah, threw a no-hitter. Blanco is correct, 2.23, just ahead of said Cutter. So Blanco is correct. Eighth in baseball. Tony leads 4-3. Scraby.
I even know that he spells it with a K, right? Cutter?
All right, very good,
no,
Scraby.
No, I'm just making sure that Tony knows I knew who I was talking about.
Well, you sure did.
Yeah,
now
whatever.
Come up with another
Here comes
one.
Another weird name, but I don't know if it's correct. Well, I
you better
out
not
Larry.
Be a first name this time. I know
no,
that.
No, I got both names.
All right.
Tarik Skubal.
Tarik Skubal.
All Detroit.
You know what he's doing? He knows my fantasy team better than I do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I also have him on my fantasy team. It's amazing that I've lost so many games despite his presence. That's correct. 2.02. Tarik Skubal for the Detroit Tigers.
That's all right. You're going to run out eventually.
I am,
I
but here
that.
We go.
Tied 4-4. We got one strike apiece. Tony.
Can I bleed
seven
him yet?
Correct answers
Let me
yet.
Bleed him. Bet. I'm going to bleed you out on this
He's
one.
He's going to bleed me out, he says.
I'll How about, I really enjoyed watching this guy's two starts this year because he is a converted closer. How about Jordan Hicks of the Giants?
That's on my
is
fantasy
he in the
team.
Hunt?
I should have known that. Yes, he definitely is.
Jordan Hicks pitched last night.
Didn't give up a run, I don't
against
think.
Against the Dodgers, lowered his ERA to 2.44, getting him inside the top 15.
Wow, that's a good one. I should have known
He's
that
12th.
One.
He is actually on your fantasy team and you didn't know it?
Slipped my mind, Chris.
All right.
Slipped my mind.
5-4, Tony leads. Scraby, your turn with one strike apiece. You guys have gotten a lot more of these than I thought. There's 6 correct answers left. I don't want to say these are no-name guys. Some of them aren't. Some of them kind of are. So best of luck to you two gentlemen and to anybody out there who might be trying to think of the other ones.
All right. I'm just going to say it, and this might... Wait, do I have 2 strikes or 1 strike?
You have 1 strike.
Okay.
So you can take a wild shot.
You know what? He's on my fantasy team. I've been watching him. He's done really well, but I don't know if he's under the limit. George Kirby.
George Kirby, you say?
Yes.
From the Mariners.
Correct.
George Kirby.
Correct.
I'm looking for him, Scrabe. I don't see him on the list. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah. Not correct. Let me just triple check.
It's okay, Chris.
No, because he's having
trust
a.
You.
You're not trusting me. You're trusting the list here. George Kirby's actually at 3.58.
Oh, that's
he's got a really good whip. 0.95 whip, but his ERA is high.
Higher than I thought.
All right, so 2-1, Scraby, in the strike department. Tony leads 5-4. Tony got another one. May not need another one, but
how about
tighten the screws here?
How about Zach Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler. He's a good pitcher.
I was thinking about him, but I just didn't know.
He's tied with Glass now at 2.53. That is correct.
I should have just said it.
He sneaks into the top 15.
Barely got in there.
Now. Yeah.
Should have just said it.
Tony leads 6-4. Scraby, this is do or die for you. There's 5 correct answers left. You need to come up with one of them right now.
Mm.
You have 2 strikes. I can't say it because you're going to get so angry. Go ahead.
He gave me a hit there.
Maybe.
I'm going to get angry.
Oh, yes, you are.
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm just going to say Logan Webb.
Logan Webb, always a good guess, only not this time. Logan Webb has stumbled a little bit, especially on the road. He's got an ERA of 3.38. So you have struck out, Scrabe. The game is over. Tony Gwynn Jr. returns to the championship winner's circle.
Well, one step forward, one step back.
It's okay, Scrabe. You still
actually
won
did
the
better
last
than I
one.
Thought.
Here are the ones that you...
Can I guess one more?
Guys didn't get.
Max Fried?
No.
Okay.
Some guy named Gil for the
Yankees. Hey, is your former Rocky on there, John Gray?
Yep.
Really?
I was coming to him.
Wow.
The guy from the Yankees.
Tony's snapping.
The guy from the Yankees named Luis Gil. 2.51.
I can't say I've ever heard of him.
John
either.
Gray of the Rangers now, 2.36. Tanner Houck of Boston, 2.24. The guy from Tijuana pitches for the Cubs now. His
oh,
name
Assad.
Is Javier Assad, 1.70.
Oh, man,
and
about
then
him.
The number 2 guy in ERA in all of baseball who is on Scraby's fantasy baseball team, because I told Scraby to draft him when he was a free agent.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure you listened to me and got this guy.
The guy for the Braves?
Reynaldo Lopez.
Number
congratulations.
Two.
You played yourself.
I mean, I didn't really know that he was that good, to be honest.
He's on your own team. You think you'd notice that he's pitching pretty well.
Yeah, I do.
To
I
a
do.
One
maybe point. That's why his team sucks this year, because he doesn't know who
no,
he has
no,
on
no,
his
it's
team.
Probably because I have 7 guys on the IL at
you
all
got
times.
A guy with a 1.34 ERA on your own team, and you didn't know
him. I didn't honestly think he qualified.
On we go to
hour right.
Number 2 on Gwynn and Chris.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.